All right, we'll call this meeting of the River Forest Zoning Board of Appeals to order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Chairman Martin.
Here.
Mr. Burney. Not here. Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Mr. Lucchese.
Here.
Ms. Schubkegel.
Here.
Mr. Smetana. Not here.
We have a quorum.
We have four.
All right, so the first thing on our agenda this evening is to approve the minutes from our meeting on January 14th. These minutes were circulated by Mr. Raddatz. We have before us tonight a copy, a draft with a couple of corrections on them. Everybody had an opportunity to review the minutes. Somebody want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion. I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? You want to call the roll, please?
Calling the roll of the members who were present at that meeting, Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yes.
Okay. Likewise, we have the findings of fact from our meeting on the property at 346 Park. Again, Mr. Raddatz submitted a draft of these. He made one change that I requested on finding of fact number 5. If everyone's had an opportunity to review these findings, can we have a motion to approve them?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? You want to call the roll, please?
Chairman Martin.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese.
Yes.
All right, the next matter on the agenda this evening is the possibility of text amendments to the Affordable Housing Act that the River Forest trustees adopted late last year. After it was adopted, there was some discussion about changes that might want to be made. We're not asked tonight to consider any changes. This document was sent to us because if there are changes to be made, they will impact the zoning code, and at that time we'll have to consider amendments to the zoning code whenever that happens. But right now there's nothing for us to discuss. Mr. Raddatz, did anybody else indicate they wish to address the board this evening?
Lisa Shiner indicated she wanted to address the board.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. I'm participating remotely. I just real quickly wanted to let you know. So as noted in my memo, there are a few amendments that are recommended for consideration to the zoning ordinance. As Chairman Martin said, any amendment to the zoning ordinance will require a public hearing. What we are anticipating is breaking these up into a group, basically, where we start with some of the easiest, or I guess I would say the simplest text amendments, and then working our way up to the more difficult. So in March, I am anticipating that there, I'm sorry, go ahead.
How about least controversial?
Well, sure, that's another way to look at it, right? Lowest hanging fruit to highest hanging fruit, one way or the other. So we can start with modifying the plan development standards to consider whether or not a proposed plan development is consistent with the goals and policies of the Affordable Housing Plan. And then I anticipate that we will be moving on to exploring amending the zoning ordinance to potentially allow accessory dwelling units in certain residential zoning districts. And then we'll move up from there into, I would say, a bigger topic, which is bulk standards. So we will initiate that process with a public hearing next month and go from there. I anticipate this will take several meetings and will involve a combination of staff and most likely a consultant to help us guide ourselves, you know, kind of through some of these more technical issues, particularly as they relate to accessory dwelling units and bulk standards. So I just wanted to give everybody a heads up about what was going to be coming up in the next few months.
Thank you. Any questions for anything else on the agenda this evening, Mr. Raddatz?
No, nothing else.
To dismiss?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second? I second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.